me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crack.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, along with, I guess, Americana Steve is here with Bill today, and our producer is George Katsarilos. We're all here today taking your questions about your collectibles. It could be sports, pop culture, political. Americana Steve's with us, so Americana, anything. Today's the day to check it out. And we've got a drawing. We'll be giving away two boxes of cards this week, a box of 2014-15 Upper Deck Hockey, and we're adding a box of 2014 Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball to one caller or tweeter. The number here is 312-332-3776. And you can tweet at TCrownTom an item. You can do it during the week or during the show. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. So, Bill Huggins, the December auction ended for Huggins and Scott. Looks like you guys did great.
Yeah, I talked to Josh. I'm down in Raleigh, North Carolina, doing a show this weekend, and we came down Thursday, but I talked to Josh and Ricky, and they said that no complaints, you know.
So Raleigh, that's right by, are you visiting Mayberry along the way there?
I'm trying to get Barney on.
Yeah. Barney, Ange, Gomer, all the guys.
Yeah, the only guy I ran into, though, was Otis, you know.
Yeah. You and Otis were in adjoining cells overnight? Is that it? Let yourself in, huh?
I actually like to get a haircut from Floyd the Barber,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, Floyd the Barber.
That'd be cool.
Sometimes T-Crown reminds me of Floyd the Barber's barbershop. Everybody's sitting around talking about everything.
Absolutely.
You never know. So a lot of, we'll be adding what some of the items ended up going for in the Huggins and Scott auction. That Ripken collection. Now, these aren't including the buyer's premiums. I'm just the hammer price, but the Ripken collection ended up going for $20,000 for that, all that graded Ripken stuff in there. The 1956 top set, number 46 on the registry with an average grade of 7.04, went for $14,000.
Wow.
Boy, it's amazing how that grading can really change the values. And then the higher the grades, the better. That's only 46th on the registry, and it went for $14,000. Man. And what's the highest? Have you guys ever had like a top five set from the 50s or 60s, Bill?
You know, I want to say we may have had one of the football sets that was like a 4 or 3 or something like that, but not like a 52 or a 53 set.
Oh my
God. Most of those never come up for sale.
Yeah, that would be, oh my God. Can you imagine what the number one registry, just what did one of those mantles in an 8 went well over $100,000 just for the mantle? I can't even imagine what that whole set would go for. That would probably be millions literally.
I'm not sure who has the number 152 set. It may be Marshall Fogle out of Colorado.
I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah. I want to say he either had or still has the number one set. And, I mean, there's just, it's over half or more tens, you know.
Oh, my God.
Well, Marshall, if you're listening, call the show. I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, just love to talk to you about the set.
Right. No kidding. Oh, my gosh. So the number here is 312-332-3776. Give us a call. We've got two boxes to give away, and ERC Delivery will deliver right to the winner's door. Now, I've got a couple things from Twitter. I think with all the calls last week, I don't know if I got to this or not, but Dwayne had stopped by T-Crown a week and a half ago with a kind of an interesting item. Now, typically we say that old newspapers aren't really worth anything, but I like the way he had this. He had, it was a 1929 Chicago Tribune Cubs team photo. They were National League champions that year. Real good color to it. It was actually a neat looking thing in a neat frame. And I'm thinking now, that item, just for display ability, I'm thinking if I had that at T-Crown, I'd probably be asking at least $50 to $75 on it just because it looked great. And then that got us thinking about that World Series. That was a year where the Yankees got so much publicity in the 20s and 30s with Ruth and Gehrig. The Philadelphia Athletics team that the Cubs played that year in 29 was an unbelievably good team. Mickey Cochran hit 331, 7 homers, 95 RBIs. Jimmy Fox, 354, 33 homers, 118 RBIs. Al Simmons, 365. Bing Miller, 331. Mule Haas, Jimmy Dykes. I mean, they were loaded. Then they had Lefty Grove, some other good pitchers. That was a great team. The Cubs had Hack Wilson, who actually had a good series, but they lost 4-1 in that series. So, you know, they Cub fans can take heart. They actually have been in the series in the last 100 years. They just haven't won one.
Actually, in game 2 of that series, Lefty Grove came in to save that game.
Did he really?
In that World Series,
Lefty Grove. I don't think he gave up a run that whole series, actually. But now that's another thing we want to do today when people call in. With all the moves that the Cubs and the Sox made this offseason, it looks like the Sox just added Melky Cabrera now to all the other stuff that they've done. I want you to make a prediction. Whether you're a Cub fan or a Sox fan, you can predict how many wins you think either team's going to get, Cubs, Sox, or both. And I guess we'll make our predictions at the end of the show then, right, Vince?
Yeah, we'll do that. But we'll keep track of the different predictions on the callers.
Yeah, and see how we do. Yep. I've got mine done. Producer George, you can do that too. You can give a prediction. You're a Cubs fan, aren't you, George? Or are you a Sox fan? Or who do you really root for?
I'm sadly a Cubs fan.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, you know, you can make a prediction at the end also. I'm going to predict for both of them. I actually hope both teams do really well. When the Sox play the Cubs, I'm always going to root for the Sox, but I want the Cubs to do well too also. So let's see what George from Chicago Heights has to say. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was a really avid collector, I guess, you know, in the 90s and teenage years, and I purchased on Michael Jordan Gatorade card Series 6 that you only can order I guess through the cereal bottle, whatever, but my grandmother came across them, and I know they're still in the original box, original plastic, and I've been looking what these things go for, and it's too wide. It's like $1,200, $500, you know. With the condition.
I haven't seen that. I didn't think they went anywhere near that, Bill. Now, still box, are those going for anything, Bill?
I don't know that I've seen them any. What year were they from, George?
This was the 98, I believe, the year he retired. They had an East Championship Series had something like a moment, and they're over large cards. They're not regular size cards. They're over large.
And they're still wrapped in a box set.
Yeah, I still got the original box.
How many cards in the set?
It's six.
Hmm.
Gatorade series.
Well, we'll check that out because I haven't seen anything of value of Gatorade of Jordan, but maybe I missed this one.
Yeah.
Now, George, what's your picks for Cubs and White Sox this year? You're a baseball fan?
I'm a Cubs fan, and, you know, I guess you can believe in weird things, but Back to the Future had the Cubs winning in 2015.
Yeah, that's right. I was saying that all week long.
That's just what Vince was saying. I thought Vince sent me an email, and I thought he was talking about one time about 2 years ago we were talking in T-Crown, and I said around 2015. But I think I predicted 2016, actually, that they would win.
And that's why I'm more leaning to the 16 because, you know, it's – They got the pieces, but, you know, they need some bats.
So how many wins are you giving them this year, George?
Actually, I would give them
217.
88 to 90 and making a wild card.
Oh, there you go.
We'll take that.
Yeah, anybody would take that after the last few years. Well, they've definitely made some improvements. Bill and Americana Steve, you guys don't have to be involved in this because you probably think those morons still think they're going to win. If you guys want to make guesses, you can.
For a Windy City World Series.
There we go.
I mean,
we've got to give at least they're the off-season champs for both leagues.
That's right.
The Dodgers made a run there with all their moves, but the Chicago team's definitely at least they're trying finally. Dave from LaPorte, Indiana is on the line. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Just calling for some info. I got 6 comic books, Superman, The Death of Superman, Superman Back to Life, and then the first 4 issues after that. They're all in the original plastic and bags and all that. And then I got a 1975 complete set of tops with a graded Robin Yount and a graded George Brett.
How good are grades?
One's an 8.5, and the other one's an 8.
So is that pretty well what your whole set type of condition is for 75?
They're probably, if I had to grade it all, I'd probably say it was all between a 6.5 and a 7.
Okay, so those are your best condition cards. And then Bill
were the most popular.
Bill and Steve, those comic books he's talking about, you guys familiar which ones he's talking about?
Yeah, I found it, Steve. Those books were super hot when they came out. They just couldn't keep them on the shelves. Pardon me, but unfortunately, they make so many, and there are so many copies in the white bag and the black bag that people still kept on open, that they did not maintain the value that was originally generated by the excitement of the story.
What year were those made, or what year did they come out?
Go ahead.
I guess it was about 15 years ago or so.
It's probably more about 2025, because I got them when I was still in Navy.
Okay.
In the late 80s.
So right now, they're not a ton of value to them, then?
No, unfortunately not.
Now, how about a 75 top set, Bill? That's for a 75, you probably need to be 8 to 8.5 or higher on all of them to really get some big value on them. Right, Bill Huggins?
Yeah, I think the set, Dave, is probably in the $200 to $400 range with the one you have.
Yeah, and you can always try to upgrade that. Keep getting some, sell some, get some graded. Try to upgrade that set. That's a neat set, and I think if you can get on the registry, getting the top 20 or so on that, you could have some big value on that one.
Oh, the top 20 are probably in the several $1,000 range.
But they're probably also all 9s and 10s, wouldn't you think?
I'm sure that you're looking at 9-plus to track the top 10 on those.
Yeah, yeah. Now, would it pay for somebody to try to get, like, an 80s, like, say, an 86 or 85 set? Maybe, 86, they made so many of them, there's not really anything in there. But they had black borders on them. I mean, if you got all 10s on those, you think that would be...
That's becoming real popular right
now.
Yeah,
I would think.
Well, what you've got is the guys who were 10 years old in 1986, 87, 88, when this hobby was booming, they're all now in their 30s and 40s, and they have money now.
Yeah.
So they're all going back and getting the sets from when they were kids, and, the ones with a lot of money are trying to become the king of the hill, the best set on the block,
Yeah, I wonder how a typical factory set would grade if you open them up from there. A lot of people sitting on those factory sets from the late 80s. Let's get Marty on the line here. Marty from Oak Lawn. What's new, Marty?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Every year for Christmas, I buy my son's box set tops, and I've been storing them. I just want to make sure I'm taking care of them appropriately. And then another question I have is, does it take so soon that everything in those boxes are, 10s or 9s, or is there variations coming out of the factory that make them less than perfect.
Well, if it's untouched from a pack, typically it's going to be at least an 8, you know. But you never know. There can be dings. There can be off-center. There can be problems with something. But coming out of a factory set, a lot of times they're really sharp. So if you're storing them in a sealed box still in a shelf of a closet or something, you know, that's a good way to store them. And depending on the years, you know, it's something you might want to consider possibly check out, see how the gradeds are doing. If you have more than one from a certain year, open it up, see how good they are. It'd be kind of fun. Maybe look at getting some of them graded. It's expensive to get them all graded, so you've got to look them over and see the centering, the corners, edges, all that has to be really good to make it worthwhile. Now, Marty, real quick, Sox fan, Cubs fan?
Baseball fan.
Okay, what do you think? Cubs, Sox, with all the moves, what are their wins for this year?
You know, I got the Cubs probably winning 88 to 90, and I got the Sox actually a little bit less than that, but the Cubs missing the playoffs and the Sox making the playoffs, which is going to cause a little bit of a stir.
Okay, there you go, Marty. A little mix-up before the break here. Okay, the number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. And you can give us a call and get in a drawing. We're giving away a box of Upper Deck Hockey and Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball from 2014. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll get in the drawing. Or tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is January 5th. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event. Or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
And now, another smash hit from Flo. Progressive Mobile is always with you, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo.
With Progressive Mobile, you can buy and manage a policy from your phone. Yeah! It goes wherever you go, like an invisible friend named Mary Jo. Ooh, yeah, well, don't call her Mary, don't call her Jo. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's invisible.
Progressive Mobile. Insurance made easy. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you. It's customer appreciation, and we're saying thanks by offering two of your all-time favorite 6-inch sandwiches for $2 each. The tremendously tasty meatball marinara and the super stacked cold cut combo made fresh from the bread up. So let Subway treat you with these two delicious $2 sandwiches this holiday season during our customer appreciation celebration. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus applicable tax, prices and participation may vary. Prices higher on all. Alaska, Hawaii, additional charge for extras.
Chicago basketball.
I'm from a blue collar family where everybody works hard.
Taj Gibson.
So when I go to work, I really look at the small things. I look at people going on a train, look at people tired with bags on their back, going for a long day at work in the snow. That's what I think about. I play for the people that wish they could live their dream up, but they couldn't. But when I'm on the court, I want them to feel like he goes hard.
To join the season ticket waiting list, visit Bulls.com or call 312-455-4000.
This holiday season, a lot of jewelry stores are talking about value and quality. But talk is cheap. At Helzberg Diamonds, we actually show you what real value and quality mean. With our remarkable asset device, you can see for yourself how and why a diamond sparkles the way it does. Join us as we celebrate 100 years of love with exceptional quality and extraordinary value. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company.
Save big on all of your holiday needs now during Menards Christmas Sale. Save big on Christmas gifts, decorations, home decor, and much more. Bosch power tools are a great gift for the handy person, and Menards has a great selection to choose from. A two-tool cordless 18-volt lithium-ion combo kit comes with a drill, an impact driver, and two high-capacity batteries. Pick up a Bosch two-tool cordless combo kit right now for only $199.
Warm season's greetings to you all.
Hey team, Mike Ditka here for Al's Beef. Did you know that Al's Beef invented the Italian beef back in 1938? So they definitely know a thing or two about how to make a great Italian beef sandwich. With paper-thin sliced beef served on a delicious French roll, topped off with jardiniere and sweet peppers. You gotta get it dipped and messy. Log on to alsbeef.com to find a location near you. These guys are the real deal. And take it from me, the coach, don't you forget about it.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And Bill has Americana Steve with him today. We're answering your questions about the value of your collectibles. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And if you get on the show, you get in a drawing. We're giving away a box of Upper Deck Hockey and a Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball box. And we also want to, with all the moves the Cubs and Sox have made, when you call in, or even if you tweet me an item at TCrownTom, if you want to put in your prediction for how many games the Cubs and Sox will win this year, and we're going to give, at least Vince and I will give our predictions, and George will give his Cubs prediction. Bill's going to say what he thinks, how far in the, who the Nationals will play in the World Series, right, Bill?
Hey, no, Nationals, White Sox. Or Cubs Orioles, if we get either one of those matches.
That Cubs Orioles, I like the sound of that.
There would have to be some dinners involved in that one if either one of those matchups occurred. That's right.
Steak specifically and lobster or something like that.
Now, this week on Twitter, Phil Rogers actually filled me in on this one. He caught my attention with this one. Chris Bassett of the White Sox got traded. And then on Twitter, he announced that since he was traded, he had some White Sox memorabilia he was going to give away. So all you had to do was retweet, and you got in the drawing. And I thought that was a pretty cool move on his part, actually. So, of course, I retweeted, and, of course, I didn't win. As he just said, I think yesterday he said he did contact all the winners. But that was a pretty good idea. I like it when guys do that type of stuff. That's like that story about Chris Bryant from a month or so ago when the guy contacted him to see if the bat looked real, like a Chris Bryant game-used bat. And he told him how much he was paying, and Brian's like, oh, that's too much, and he sent him one. That was an awesome move. So you can send me items at TCrownTom. We've got a few things on here. AJ, I don't know about this one. Maybe you guys would know about this one. AJ says, my son and I collect Matchbox and Hot Wheels from different years as old as the 70s. Anything, any value to those guys?
Sure. The earlier 70s, if they're in the original box, can go $10 to $80, and then there's some special issues. There's always that one or two important pieces that can go much higher. Matchbox, even out of the box, going back into the 50s and 60s, are widely collected. There are guides that you can purchase, and, you know, you can also check online. Condition is very important, and the rarity of the particular piece.
And still being in the box is big, I take it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You're four or five times the value in the box as opposed to out of the box. And even some of the competitors that came along in the 60s and 70s with the Superfast series and the Redline series are very popular and get decent money over and over.
Now, here's one. RJ sent me a picture of, this is kind of interesting. It's Devin Hester, seven pictures with the main picture signed of his Super Bowl TD return. Very cool. For a Bears fan, that's a neat item. I'm thinking, you know, the way he has that frame, that's probably 75 to 100, whereas just a signed photo of Hester wouldn't be worth that much. So that's where, you know, the framing and the theme behind it. Now, which leads me to think, I couldn't believe how well in the Huggins and Scott auction that double signed photo where Mickey Mantle's sliding into third, Brooks Robinson is catching it. They both signed it, and Mantle put the inscription safe, and Brooks Robinson had added, you're out, only he did Y-O-U-R out. But it's amazing. That went for $7,000 plus buyer's premium. It's amazing to me how much, number one, an action photo worth two big Hall of Famers sign on it, but then that inscription, what a huge addition to that item, right, Bill?
Well, there's one other factor you left out there.
Okay.
That's what caused this to get to that, and that's PSA graded that whole thing a 10.
Oh, wow. Did they really?
Yeah, it was which both signatures and everything, it was a great attempt. Because, I mean, just like what you said, we were all amazed. I mean, that thing was, I don't know, $500 to $1,000 on its best day. But, you know, who says Huggins and Scott can't sell a $100 bill for $5,000?
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about it, I had never remembered seeing, well, first off, the two of them together in one, but I love the action photo, too, and then inscriptions make such a big difference, and there was comedy involved in that inscription, you know, safe out,
Yep.
and it just was a really neat item. If you go to HugginsandScott.com and search Mantle and, you know, in their history, you'll find it, but a really cool item, and boy, it sure went. Yeah. That sure went for some bucks.
It's a great photo. Was he ruled out or safe on the play? Do you know, Bill, what the actual call
Bill,
was?
You know, Vince, I really don't.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Yeah, we thought you'd know that for
sure.
It
looks like it's going to be a close play at third here, you know?
Right. I'm sure neither one of those guys remembered the play. Bill from Edison Park is on the line. What do you have there, Bill?
Hi, I've got a pennant, a Cubs pennant from the late 60s, autographed by Ron Santo, Ernie Banks, and Billy Williams.
Oh, well, that's the middle of their lineup. Williams, Santo, Banks for quite a few years. All three now are Hall of Famers. So, Bill, let's say it's a is it a 69 pennant, or you're not sure what year?
I'm not sure what year, but I believe it's either 67 or 68.
Okay, and first off, Bill Huggins, an old Cubs pennant from the 60s in nice shape. How much that is, and then how much with William Santo Banks signed on it?
Well, it would depend on which Cubs pennant. Some were more plentiful than others. Some are more graphic, more detailed. The ones with team photos or with a scroll of the names on them and stuff like that tend to bring more than your just regular Cubs pennant. But most of those pennants from that era can bring, $40 to $200, just depending on how detailed they are and the condition that they're in. And then signed by the three of those, you're probably going to double that number.
So, Bill, what's your prediction for the Cubs this year? Now that you've got your Cubs pennant there with you, you're waving it out the window. How many wins are you giving them after their pickups?
I'm saying 88 in a wild card.
88 seems to be a popular popular pick. That would be a nice improvement there. They're sure going to be a lot more fun to watch now as they bring up the young guys. How good is Chris Bryant going to be? You see they're going to have 25 games televised on ABC Channel 7 now this
year. Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, that's something different. Bill, are you just a Cubs fan? You want to make a Sox prediction?
I'm thinking 85, 86 for the Sox.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't
that's kind of generous
go
there.
Over 88.
Okay. All right. Now, here's one on Twitter, at TCrownTom. Harley, who goes by Dog's Day Off. This guy's a character. He's got a picture of a Mad magazine with, and the cover says, the 20 dumbest people, events, and things of 2014. And he goes, T Crown Tom, what would this be worth if I got it signed by all of the NFL players arrested this year? Okay, Harley, I don't know. That would be probably probably pretty valuable, I would think. I'd have to, I don't know. Not sure how many did.
I think you need to blow that thing up to like 16 by 20.
Yeah, to get everybody on there.
Right.
There were some pretty big names. Dobie from Chicago. What's going on, Dobie?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm originally from Milwaukee, and my grandpa had an ice and coal business up there way, way back, and he serviced Bill Veeck when Bill Veeck owned the minor league Brewers.
Oh.
And I have a single-signed baseball from Bill Veeck.
Now, what year would you think that was signed? That's got to be a long time ago.
I would guess, you know, I guess the 40s.
Signed in the 40s, and is it still like a white ball and with a clear
signature? The ball's it's kind of yellowed, and the pen is obviously not a ballpoint. So, I mean, you can still see it, but it's a little bit yellow. The ball,
okay,
so.
Yeah, so it's faded some also. Now,
yeah, a little bit faded.
Now, Bill Huggins, if let's say, what would be the difference in a value of, say, a late 1970s Bill Veeck single-signed ball in really good shape, let's say, and a Bill Veeck from the 40s single sign ball? Is there a big difference in value? And then being in a lower grade, how much does that affect it?
Well, Dobie, is it on an official American or National League baseball, or is it just sort of a regular ball?
It's a regular ball. I think it was the American Association that they were in, but it's just a regular blank baseball.
Okay. And he signed it on the sweet spot?
Yep, sure did.
Okay.
And it's not personalized either, just his name.
I think that's a good item. I don't know that I've ever seen too many of those single signed. You see a lot.
I've never seen one. I've never seen another one.
Yeah, I mean, if that's something you'd be interested in including in one of our auctions, I'd be more than happy to revisit the discussion on that with you at some point.
Well, I appreciate it, but it's a memory of my grandpa mainly, so it's kind of got sentimental value to me. But I just kind of wonder what it was worth because I've had it all these years. I just kind of put it away. I look at it once in a while and I think of my grandpa.
I would think, you know, without seeing it, you could be looking at 500 to 1,000 and even more.
Wow.
If you send a picture to @TCrownTom on Twitter, you know, that would help. We can, you know, describe it. Are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. Unfortunately, I'm in Chicago, and the ball is up at my cousin's house in Milwaukee.
Okay, you can do it sometime during the week, and then we'll mention it again because, you know, that's a neat item. And I don't think I've ever seen his signature, the old Bill Veeck signature like that, so that would be interesting to see what it looks like.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, now you have a prediction for Sox or Cubs?
81 and 81, Sox, Cubs, and the Brewers, they all stink.
Now, you got to give the Sox and Cubs credit. The Brewers have been sleepwalking through the offseason, but at least the Cubs and Sox are trying here.
You know, the Brewers did it last year, and then they fell in September. I think we're cursed in between the coasts. It seems that way. I'd love to see them. I'm cheering for them all because I was a kid. I could listen to all three radio broadcasts. I was too stupid as a kid to know you couldn't cheer for all the teams. So I like the Sox and the Cubs and the Brewers. Who's ever hot, I'm on the bandwagon.
Okay, there you go. Next on the line, we have Richard from Oak Park. What's new, Richard?
Yes, hey, how's it going?
Good.
I have a base, like a first base, second base. I have a base signed by Ernie Banks, and I do have a certificate of authenticity.
Okay, was this a base that was actually at Wrigley Field, or you just picked up, like, some base somewhere and got him to sign it?
I won it at a raffle.
Okay. And did they say it was from Wrigley Field?
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
sure.
What do you think? Maybe $100 or so for a base signed by Ernie Banks if it's not a Wrigley Field first base or something?
Yeah, you probably could get $100 to $200 or so for that. And his faces are not a lot of them around, like photos and balls and bats and jerseys. You know.
No, that's true. So that's kind of a neat item. Richard, you want to make a prediction on Cubs or Sox?
Cubs, 85. Sox, around 82.
Okay, everybody's picking Sox. I'm going to give a hint to my pick. The Sox aren't winning less than the Cubs this year. The Sox are winning more. That's a hint. Every single guy has had.
Nope.
I mean, to me, the Sox started out a little bit more advanced, and they've made more moves. So I don't know.
Okay. I think it's tied into the hope that what the city would go through if the Cubs actually got to the World Series, yeah. let alone win the thing. I mean, that would be an amazing event.
Well, and everybody's excited because they know there's a lot of young talent. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about the value of your collectibles, and you'll get in a drawing for a box of Upper Deck Hockey and a 2014 Bowman Draft Hobby Baseball box, or you can tweet me an item at TCrownTom. We're on till 8, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
ESPN Radio.
With the action on the court, the diamond, or the gridiron,
comes alive.
The NBA.
The San Antonio Spurs are the world champions.
Major League Baseball.
The Boston Red Sox have won the World Series.
The new college football playoff.
The Seminoles have completed the perfect season.
Your home for the best in sports play-by-play.
ESPN Radio.
And now, a Golf Miss Carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of golf, Miss my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armors, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Cards, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golf Miss, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
2 Cleveland Wedges and a tap-in birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote, shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools, throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hey, Waddle, we're heading back to Benny's Beverage Depot for a live show.
Really? When?
It's tomorrow for another Miller Lite live show from the Benny's Tasting Room in Lincoln Park.
Oh, boy. Can you say sausage and cheese platter? Can you say tailgating? Can you say ice cold Miller Lite?
Of course I can. I can also say Monday Night Football in Chicago. The Bears against the Saints, and we have a pair of Miller Lite loft tickets to give away for that game. Dress warm, get there early, and you may be heading off to watch the game live.
Calling all fans, meet me and Sylvie for a Monday tailgate party at Benny's in Lincoln Park, and you just might be going to the Bears-Saints game.
Plus, we'll have plenty of Miller Lite Bears gear and ESPN Chicago swag.
So join us tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Benny's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park.
Presented by Miller Lite, the official beer partner of the Chicago Bears. Please drink responsibly.
Hanes t-shirts, underwear, and socks with revolutionary X-Temp technology are designed to respond to your body temperature to help keep you cool and comfortable. To test it, we locked our test subject in a small room with an annoying clown.
No one said anything about a clown.
Despite his rising stress levels,
back off, Red Nose, back off.
Our test subject is staying remarkably cool.
Oh, one more thing. Your balloon poodle needs work.
Hanes X-Temp technology. Because when you're cool, you're comfortable.
And now, a Golf Miss Carol brought to you by Golfsmith.
On the 12th day of golf, Miss my Golfsmith gave to me 12 Pro V1s, 11 Under Armors, 10 Golf Tech Lessons, 9 Nike Pants, 8 Bertha Iron, 7 Golfsmith Gift Cards, 6 Garmin Watches, 5 Iron 2.
Come celebrate Golf Miss, happening right now only at Golfsmith.
2 Cleveland Wedges and a tap-in birdie on a par 3.
Golfsmith, anything for golf.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Cubs win World Series against Miami?
Yeah, it's something, huh? Who would have thought? 100-1 shot. I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubs.
I just meant Miami. What did you just say?
I said I wish I could go back to the beginning of the season, put some money on the Cubbies.
Who doesn't? Hey, you know, talking about signed baseballs here, I don't know if this has been. Has this been here before? There's a baseball here that looks like Tom Waddle. I just heard that commercial for Waddle and Sylvie's show, the afternoon show. There's a Waddle signed baseball sitting here.
You know, it's a sports station. We got sports stuff lying around.
This looks like he put number 87 on here. I don't know who these other ones. Bill Huggins might have snuck in here and signed Lou Holtz's name on this thing.
What would a Tom Waddle signature go for? That's what I'm wondering.
Tom Waddle, big money, big money. Tell him we said big money. Waddle and Sylvie dual signed ball. That would be a pretty good ball, actually. Bill, were you here signing Lou Holtz on this ball?
I got there right after Clint Eastwood.
Okay, did you really? The Vince-a-roo. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away Upper Deck Hockey Box, Bowman Draft Baseball Box, 2-1 caller. Or Twitter, if you tweet me an item, T Crown Tom, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. And whoever wins, Vince, from ERC Delivery, they will deliver the prize right to your door if you email Vince at ercdelivery.com. ERC Delivery, on-demand delivery. Vince, now where can you go with your on-demand delivery? Just not in Chicago, right?
Actually, anywhere in the United States in an on-demand fashion. Something's got to get, you know, a couple states away, we can... Pick
oh, really?
Up and
you
go
figure something
there.
Out yep. no matter what,
absolutely.
Huh? Yep. And is that for any size item anywhere?
Pretty much from an envelope to skids of material. You know, you got 24-foot straight trucks, could fit 10 skid spaces. And
yeah, that one time you showed me that picture of you directing traffic in Chicago where you had, like, skids all over. And you go, and Vince says, yeah, I was like one of those guys. And it's like, what's this guy doing directing traffic?
We were delivering some glass, and so I had to hold up a stop sign to hold the traffic so the flatbed could back up. And so I usually get frustrated at those people who, you know, they're not policemen or anything, and they're just holding up a stop sign, you know.
Well, that was a little side road, though. It wasn't like on...
Actually, it was like Clark Street or something here in the city, so some lady was just swearing at me. She had to be like in her 80s, and I started laughing because I'm like, this is so funny.
Wouldn't you like to have
funny.
A video of that one?
That's right, I should have.
Yeah. Jeff from Crown Point, Indiana is on the line. What do you have there, Jeff?
Well, I've got a book that I bought from someone on my paper out back in 1986. It's a 1935 Babe Ruth's Big Book of Baseball. It seemed like it was like a promotional giveaway from Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice.
Signed by the Bambino?
Absolutely not.
Oh. You mean they couldn't even on your paper out? You're working like a dog, delivering the paper every day. They couldn't have given you that book. You had to. How much did you have to pay for it then?
Well, I was a baseball card collector, so I just figured it had some value, and the guy was nice enough to even just offer it to me. I think I paid him $5 for it, so it was a lose.
And Bill Huggins, has he made money on that purchase?
He probably made 10 times as money.
Oh, there you go, Jeff.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, there you go.
take that $50 and put it on the Cubs to win the World Series this year, right?
Yeah, there you go. So. Now, I want to know who that guy was that wouldn't give him the paper route kid the book. I mean, come on. That's kind of cheap there. He wrings $5 out of the paper route guy. All right, let's see. HugginsandScott.com, the Huggins and Scott December auction. Couple items we talked about here before, that Roberto Clemente bobblehead from the early 60s ended up going for $2,200 plus buyer's premium. Man, it's amazing how high some of these bobbleheads go, Bill.
Yeah, no, that was actually a nice one. You know, if we've had several of them over the years, the Clemente bobblehead, and the nice ones you're getting, 2,000 range, there are just not many of them out there that survived all the wear and tear that these things, you know, take throughout their life.
And here's one of the big reasons that I really don't like being able to print my own tickets. I want the ticket stubs. 4/17/1951, Mickey Mantle, Yankee Stadium debut ticket stub. $1,800 that baby went for. Oh, man. Yeah. You got to love ticket stubs. Got to hang on to those babies. But printing the things up, I don't think the printed 8.5 by 11 sheet's going to have a lot of value to any of those.
Technology has taken over. Yeah.
Now, let's say the Cubs do make it to the World Series. I wonder, would you have an option to get a real ticket, or would you have to? I wonder how they would do that.
That's a good question. Yeah. I'd be curious if they would have the actual physical tickets, which would be, you know, people would want to keep those.
Yeah, and you would think if they have the option, that means there's going to be less of them around. So, we're planning in advance here.
Tom, generally, once the regular season ends and the playoffs start, especially the World Series, the teams don't own the rights to the tickets. Major League Baseball does, and they allocate where they go.
Okay, so...
Each team in all of Major League Baseball is allocated X number of World Series tickets, and then a large group of them are held by Major League Baseball for their sponsors.
See, we don't know any of this, Bill, because there's not a lot of World Series activity in the Chicago area over the years. But Pistol Pat's on the line. What do you have there, Pistol?
Hey, T-Crown Tom, great show. Thanks. I got a unique item. A company called Onyx, O-N-Y-X, makes, I get to have signed baseballs for this year. Well, I pulled, believe it or not, unique guy, and I'm a Ric Flair signed, single signed baseball, and it says, woo!
See, now I like that. We were just talking about inscriptions. I like that inscription. I think that's got to be at least a $100 ball, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And with that inscription, maybe it does more if it's first one, you know, on eBay or whatever. There's a lot of Ric Flair fans out there, that's for sure. Patrick from Wakanda is on the line. What do you have there, Patrick?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good morning.
When I was a kid, I was out in Long Island, out in Montauk, and I was in a fish market, and my father poked me and said, hey, there's Pele. Go get his autograph. So I got an autograph from Pele. I just wonder if there's any value to that nowadays, or insurance value.
So he signed a menu?
Yeah, it was a menu at the fish market out in Montauk. We were getting, we were going crabbing, so we had to get fish heads and fish tails.
Okay. Well, okay, Bill. Here's a little bit of info for our listeners. Now, what are some differences in values on Pele signatures compared to, say, on a soccer ball or on a fish market menu? A photo, a Pele action photo, or a fish market menu?
Well, those fish market menus are everywhere. I think he must have signed a few hundred of those.
Yeah, right.
Pele, I assume, Patrick, he just signed it Pele, P-E-L-E, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because, I mean, I don't remember his name, but we have seen and sold, I think, in one of our auctions where he signed his full name, which is, he has like five names, I think, in his real old name.
Huh.
And that thing brought a really good amount of money. I've seen Pele sign soccer balls, sign photos. They'll get $75 to $200. He's a really nice guy, and he signs a lot of stuff. And, I mean, it's very easy for him to write P-E-L-E. You know, it's not a long, drawn-out process and everything.
You know what I'd probably do, Patrick, is get that in a frame next to an action photo of Pele. And
I have it framed.
Okay.
I got it framed next to a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar signed basketball.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, that would be a good one-on-one. Pele versus Kareem. Who wins? Now, they wouldn't be able to be playing soccer or basketball. What would they be doing? I don't know. Maybe pitching to each other
but
or something.
Maybe we have a contest on who can pronounce Pele's real name closest to what it is.
Do you have it,
yes,
Vince?
Yes, I do, okay. According to Wikipedia.
Wait, Patrick, do you know what this is before Vince says? Do you know
I have no idea.
I've never heard this. Okay, Vince.
Edson Arantes do Nascimento.
Really?
So Edson Arantes do Nascimento.
So how does he, how he comes up with Pele out of that?
Not sure, but maybe anything short of that was good, but.
Okay.
I think Pele was the only three letters that weren't in his name.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's how they figured it. That's a pretty good nick. Now here's something I wouldn't have been able to get this, but before we get to the next call, can you guys come up in the next few minutes here with the four Heisman Trophy winners who've also been Super Bowl MVPs? So they won the Heisman Trophy and then they were Super Bowl MVP without looking on Google, if you see if you can come up with it. I would have had three of them, I believe, but I wouldn't have had the fourth one. Les from Carpentersville. What's up, Les?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a 1985 Super Bowl ticket that's been autographed by both Walter Payton and Mike Ditka.
Ooh.
Just curious.
Now, I like that.
Worth.
Boy. Now, good shape and everything?
You know what? It's got a bend on one corner, but other than that, yes, it's been well taken care of over the years.
Well, I would think a few hundred. Now, what do you think of that one, Bill?
You're a few hundred to start with.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be, you would take that in a Huggins auction, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've got a great audience for that.
HugginsandScott.com, the number during the week, if you want to contact Bill Huggins, it's 301-608-0355. And to me, if you're going to have two guys signed on a Super Bowl ticket and only two guys, that's the two guys you want.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that right there is great. You want to make a Cubs-White Sox prediction? Either or both teams, how many wins this year, Les?
Yeah, boy, I'd rather not.
Come on, Les. Are you a fan of either team? Or
I am a huge Sox fan, yes.
Okay, what's your prediction?
That they're going to be better than the Cubs.
Oh, okay. Well, I agree with you on that one. Okay, Vince, do you want to make your prediction before we... Because we'll make sure
for
we,
the Cubs,
Cubs and Sox?
Sox, yeah. 86 wins for the Cubs, 79
oh,
for the White
my
Sox.
Gosh.
Yes, so
are
seven
you
games difference.
Kidding me?
You heard it here first.
Okay. Okay. George?
I'm going to go with 90 for the Cubs and 83 for the Sox.
Nice.
I just can't believe all these people picking less for... I also thought the Bears were going to win 10 games this year. So keep that in mind with my prediction. But I'm predicting the Cubs for 86 wins. That's a big improvement
for
them.
So we match on that, actually.
And the White Sox, though, 90 wins. Look
Yikes.
At this rotation. They got a closer. They got a lineup. How did they not win 90 games? I'm telling you.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
That was my head hitting the desk as I just fell back asleep. Next on the line is Dwight from, is this Buchanan, Michigan there, Dwight?
Yes, sir. Buchanan, Michigan.
Okay, what's up?
Hey, I got two things. A Wheaties box filled with the Wheaties in it, of course, from 1996, 30th Super Bowl anniversary edition with Bart Starr, Terry Bradshaw, and Troy Aikman on it.
Okay. Now, what's the value of that, Bill, and how much if he gets all three to sign it?
The value of it without him signing it is probably $8 or $10.
Yeah. I would try to get them to sign it, Dwight.
Okay. All right. And I got the Joe Montana Legends Hallmark First Edition Collector Series tree ornament.
Okay. You're rolling there, Dwight. Now, Dwight.
Hey, I got it in the box, baby.
There you go. Now, Dwight, in Buchanan, Michigan, do you care what the Cubs and Sox do?
Absolutely. I love both teams.
Okay,
I
what are
like
your
the
picks?
Sox a little more. This Sharp scares me. I love him, but if he gets control, I think the Sox got a really good chance. They'll go 86 maybe. The Cubs are too young still, I think, but they might break even at 82 or 81. So
okay, good predictions. We have time just for one more call here. John from Hammond, Indiana. Real quick, John, what do you have?
I have a 2014 Topps jersey autograph card of a gentleman named Phil Davis. I'm not real familiar. I just happened to pick up a couple of the packs. Well, my buddy picked up a couple of the packs and pulled the autograph, and we have absolutely no idea what.
Okay, well, we don't either, John. What's your White Sox or Cubs prediction?
I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm a glutton for punishment, but I'm saying anywhere between 89 and, like, 94.
Okay. Somewhere between 72 and 110.
Right, right. And like I said, that young pitching staff.
Okay, real quick, Jen. Sox?
Sox, that'll be a playoff team. I don't know how many wins it'll take in that division.
Okay, 100. All right.
And the winner this week is going to be Marty from Oak Lawn. So, Marty, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set out delivery for you.
All right. Very good. Bill Huggins, HugginsandScott.com. The next auction for Huggins and Scott is February, so you're taking in consignments. Give them a call, 301-608-0355 during the week. Check out tcrowntom.com if you want to listen to a rebroadcast of the show. George sends it to us. And have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.